It's Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. What's going on, everybody? How are you doing? How's it going, fam? Fucking asshole. I don't know. I'm feeling goofy. I'm feeling weird. I'm in all sorts of outrage and shit, but I'm trying not to be. It's the same shit. You know how it goes, you know. A government three-letter word freaking agency tells us, oh, this is what you're allowed to do. Suck dicks. Fuck you. It's Wake and Bake in the Morning. I hope that's not a cop. Do I take a chance? It is driving while intoxicated, technically, even though I'm not. Ah, fuck it. He was looking at his computer anyway. He missed out. Fuck him. Cops don't care anyway, right? They don't care. Although they see me smoking weed, they're like, that guy definitely does not have a gun. And he definitely is not going to be recording me. Maybe I can get away with murdering someone today. That's bad. It's horrible. I hope my family doesn't listen to this. Well, they don't know. Only my wife. I hope my wife doesn't listen to this. I know she does sometimes, but not a lot. Damn. She'd be like, how dare you? How dare you? We've got family with the badge on. You should support the cops always on your podcast. Suck dick. Oh, wait. She did very well. Oh, my God. I say, Mr. Balloon Knots, yesterday. Today's Tuesday, by the way. I did release a Balloon Knot radio show. And this, Wake and Bake in the Morning, maybe I'll just save it for Wednesday. Fuck it. I shouldn't have said what day it was. But yeah. Yeah, I was feeling a little, like, off yesterday. I might as well give you an update on what happened over the weekend. You know, Mr. Procrastinator over here. Fucking asshole. I did get two things accomplished that I wanted to get done. That took maybe 2.5 hours total out of the whole weekend. But Mr. Balloon Knots is like, fuck this. I gotta live life. And I'm not gonna be moseying around being lazy. And if I am gonna be doing lazy shit, I'm gonna be at the beach doing it, trying to fish. Mr. Balloon Knots is hell-bent on catching a striped bass off the beaches of Long Island. I'm obsessed with it. But I know this, no one else around me was catching anything. Maybe the dolphins, because it's so magical. I gotta say though, even though I didn't catch anything, watching a pod of dolphins swimming around and then the baby ones jumping up and flipping in the air having fun, it really is kind of a magical moment. It is, you know, I gotta say, it's really cool. And even though I didn't catch anything, it was just nice being out there just by myself chilling. And I didn't sleep this weekend. Friday night. Oh, all right. So this all started with a Thursday night. Thursday night in my house is ladies' night. Ladies' night, my wife, she starts her partying. She likes to do her partying, her drinking, likes to have some fun. And then she wants to get fucked really good. So, you know, Mr. Meaty has to fucking, you know, I work all night. I work till about 12:30. I get home. And then, you know, I clock out. But then Mr. Meaty's got to clock in. And then he's got to put in his time. And, man. You know, Mr. Balloon Knots at this age, you know, I could just go fucking forever. So it was a workout. At least I got to look at it that way. It was a workout. Okay. You know, I did some of that sweating, you know, that huffing and puffing, you know. Okay. It was fine. I got an okay sleep that night. I'll say maybe 5 hours, 6 hours. I didn't get my 7 that I want. Not good. Friday night, I get home. It's the weekend. Ladies' night does start on Thursday, but, you know, it's the weekend now, you know, and Mrs. Balloon Knots, you know, she's just like, hey, I'm a gal. I like the party. You know, I guess she's been needing some of that dick, so, okay. Mrs. Balloon Knots partied with her. I didn't go bad, you know, I didn't go hard in the paint and shit. Maybe a couple of beers, and, you know, party, did the thing, you know, clocked back. Mr. Meaty had a clock back in. Oh, so now we got 2 days, not a lot of sleep. But then I'm up. It's like 3 o'clock, I have some stupid shit on the TV. I don't want to go to bed and, well, she ain't waking up, you know. I put her down. Between some of that vodka and Mr. Meaty, she was down, down for the count. She was in a coma, you know. It was like she got some of that anesthesia and shit, you know. She got some of that, she got some of that. What was that shit that Michael Jackson needed to go to sleep and then he fucking almost, well, he did die on. I said almost died. No, he died of that fucking shit. What was that shit? I don't fucking know. That was a long time ago. But that's the magic potion that Mr. Meaty be doing, you know. He has that effect. Well, at least on Mrs. Balloonauts, you know. So now, I can't sleep, blah, blah, blah. It's 3:15. I'm like, man, if I am not sleeping in another 15 minutes, I'm going out. I'm going out. I'm going to the beach. My foot is shaking. Once my foot is shaking, that's it. That means I'm mad because I can't go to sleep. You know, I got all that energy, and that energy is coming out, and I'm annoyed. And I'm annoyed. So, Mr. Balloon Knots hooks up the car. He puts his little shit. You know, I have the fishing mobile. You know, it ain't a giant truck, but, you know, it's a 4x4 SUV. Gets on the beach, does the fucking job. You know, I got my gear. I got that little trailer thing, that little ATV cargo trailer shit that I hook up. Because I got a little hitch on my shit. Boom. I have a cooler full of ice from the previous week. I got a big, big ice chest. And I just wanted to see, you know, how long it would, ice would last. So, you know, I knew this. If I needed to get a lot of ice, I'll send Mrs. Balloon Knots. I'll be like, I need a lot of ice. And she'll always get double. I wasn't sure. And then she gets a lot. So, boom. Just in case I catch a striper, boom, on ice right away, right? I put some beers on the bottom of the ice because no state troopers going to the bottom of that ice chest, especially if it's full of friggin', let's say I put some of that baked clam on top, a little bit of water, and a fucking sandwich, boom. He ain't looking through there. You don't see the bottom because I got another, you know, I open up one ice bag and leave the other one closed on the bottom, you know, so I did the whole fucking thing. It's just in case, you know, because Mr. Balloon Knots, listen, I ain't getting no $500 fine and then getting booted from the beach. It's just like me to do that. But you know what? I'm old. I'm by myself. I'm not old. I'm middle-aged. I'm older. But there's a lot of younger kids that go out there and party, and you're supposed to be actively fishing. So, you know, they'll bust those balls and, you know, check for drugs and fucking alcohol there. They'll leave me alone on the most part, right? So, anyway, I get out there Friday night. I might have napped before sunup. Boom, I got out there, tried to do some of that fishing. Nothing. Not even a bite. At least a week before, I felt like I got a bite. This one, nothing. Came home. I had to do some things with the kids, with the wife, trying to be that dad. I had to wash off my car because you got all that salt water and sand. You don't want that shit eating up your car. So I'm doing all this shit. Dinner time comes. What did we do? Oh, no, Mrs. Blue Knots went and got a good pizza. And for you people that don't live on Long Island, you're missing out on the world's best fucking pizza. It's New York's fucking pizza, but, you know, the way it used to be, the way it was, the way it should be. Fucking, oh, awesomeness. So, Mr. Balloon Knots orders the pizza, and that's a belly bomber right there. Boom. With a beer, I knocked out for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. It was like from 7 to 9:30, so no, not even 2.5 hours. Boom. Up. Mrs. Balloon Knots like, oh, can we have a fire pit outside? And I'm like, oh, okay. Day three of partying. You know, we listen to music. We watch the fire pit. We be goofy. We do a little dancing. She rubs her tits in my face. Game on. 3 days in a row. Mr. Meaty's now working overtime on the weekends. Okay. It's fine, you know, I gotta do my job. I gotta keep the lady happy and shit. And, you know, not to mention, it's nice to, you know, completely drain the balls, if you know what I'm saying. So, boom, 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 boom. And I didn't take, like, you know, I didn't try to friggin' take forever. You know, I was trying to get the, you know, trying to get done. Because, you know, I'm tired at this point. Still, almost an hour. sweating. It's 2:30. Boom. She's out for the count. TKO'd and shit. She's on the bed snoring. I mean, like, snoring with a smile on her face. Okay. Mr. Meaty, you know Mr. Meaty's now tired. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's shriveled up. He's shrunk. He's like, go get some sleep, fucker. What does Mr. Balloon Knots do? You know, he starts locking up the house, make sure everything is nicey-nice, you know, everything's secure. I look outside, and I didn't take the that ATV cargo thing that you hook up to the car that I put my cooler chest on, my ice chest, my cooler. I was like, you know what? And it was supposed to rain Sunday morning. You know, it was going to be cloudy, rainy. And I'm like, oh, that's good fishing weather. If the fish is out, I'm going to catch it. Boom. Fucking crazy Mr. Balloon Knots. There he goes. Sunday now. Out. I go out to the beach again. And every time you go out to the beach, you know, you pull up. And when it's at night, there's the park ranger there taking your permit number and shit sometimes, but it was raining, so he wasn't coming out. I have a big pink fucking paper on my thing. He sees it. He waves me on, gives me a thumbs up, because by now, he's seen me 4 days and 3 days in a row. You know, it's the same fucking guy. So he's just like, yeah, whatever. No, it's 2 days ago. Friday, Saturday, yes. So, Mr. Balloon Knots goes back out there. It's raining. I got my gear. I am out there casting. And Mr. Blue Knots recently purchased a really nice rod and reel, like really nice, like professional, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, hey, it's not about the gear. It is like your spots and, you know, you got to be there at the right place at the right time, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you could do some of that baiting and shit like that when you're out on a boat, but, like, you know, when you're on the beach, you know, you're looking for the bait fish, for the schoolies, blah, blah, blah. You're looking for where the birds are pounding the water. You're looking when the dolphins are coming up and shit, because I learned that when the dolphins are around, there's schools and shit. So, you know, so I'm doing my best, you know, and with this rod and reel, I can go further. There's people out there in waders. Waders, for you people that don't know, it's like these fucking, like, overalls that's rubber and shit. And, you can go out in the water a bit and cast, you know, without getting all wet and shit, you know, like, you know, like you're made of sugar and you're gonna fucking melt, whatever, you know, like these fucking faggots, right? So there's two of them, they're all with their gear and shit like that, and they're casting. They're in the water maybe, I'll say 8 feet in a little bit, because it was getting a shallow, at this time the tide is going out. So they're out there, like, about waist deep, 8 foot out, right? And they're casting, and I'm casting from the beach. You know, I'll take a few steps in the water, no big deal, you know. I don't give a shit, but, you know, I had sweatpants on, and it's cold out. Mind you, it's fucking cold out. It still ain't hot over here, you know. It was cold. It was in the 40s and low 50s. So, you know, they're casting. I'm still casting further than them. I'm still casting it further than them. And that's where the rod and reel, good one. The setup I got, very nice. And, you know, I'm not that, well, you know, that's why you want to cast past the sandbars. There's a few sandbars and shit. And, you know, but there's pools of water and little channels in the sandbar where the schoolies go. And then that's where the fucking stripers would be. So you can get out there to them, you know, as long as you're casting out there and shit. So that's what I'm doing. But there ain't nothing. You know, there is nothing. Nothing. It's too cold. The water's too cold. Stripers don't like the cold water. So, you know, I just stayed out there until like about like 8, 9. I got home and the wife was getting in the car to go get some bagels and shit. So I was able to order a nice, hot, fucking fresh bagel. Oh, it was wonderful. And, you know, and then Sunday, I stayed up the whole day. I had the barbecue and smoke meats. Mr. Balloon Knots smoked a big rack of ribs, a whole chicken, and then put on some chicken thighs and shit later on, like on the other side of the grill and shit, just to get everything all nice. So I have enough meats for the week. The wife can make some, you know, leftover dinner shits, and I could take food to work, because I ain't trying to buy fucking food, you know. It's all gonna be fast food shit that makes you fat and shit. Mr. Balloon Knots is trying to lose that weight. So, you know, that was my whole day. Mother-in-law came over, we ate dinner, blah, blah, blah. Still not sleeping. I was up. I stayed up till about 10, 10:30. Nope, that's not true. Because Mrs. Balloon Knots does not work on Monday. Well, she rarely goes in to the office. She works mostly from home. Kid goes to school, blah, blah. So the wife's like, she looks at me. She's like, don't judge me, but I'm going to party again. You know, I'm going to have a few shots. She ended up going like 5 or 6 deep, which for her is like, you know, party time and shit. And, you know, again, Mr. Meaty's like, fuck. But this time I told her, you know, right here on the bed. And you know what? Just cuddle with me after whatever. Because usually I get up and go, you know, I got to go get up, you know, and kind of like walk it off, you know. I got to strut my shit. I got to stretch my fucking ball sacks and, you know, lock up the house and everything. And she's like, don't worry, you know. She's like, you're so tired. You're definitely going to pass out. She's like, everyone's like, I don't know how you're not fucking already passed out sleeping. How are you fucking doing anything? I was drinking beers all day and fucking smoking my meats and all that shit. And then later on, Ms. Blue Knots was smoking my meat. And, you know, and it was nice, man. It was like, boom, 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 boom. A good weekend. No sleep, though, but I did pass out. After the deed was done, I passed right the fuck out. I slept. My wife said, you know, I slept and I snored. I slept for a good 9 hours. 9 hours, boom, boom, boom. I got up. There's no one home. Well, the kids aren't home. The oldest, he had to go do something. The little guy's at school. Mrs. Balloon Knots is on her computer doing work. But, you know, she's in something, you know, not skimpy, but, you know, I like her ass. So I come by, give her a kiss. Hello, hello, you know. I go to the bathroom. I come out, and she's out there. And, you know what? I just grabbed her and brought her to the bed. She's like, you're kidding. I'm like, nah, let's go. And Mr. fucking Meaty did me proud. I felt young again. You know, I went... 5 days in a row, and for someone my age, that's fucking good. That's fucking good. That's fucking good. And doing that in the daytime, it was quick. That was a quickie. My wife was happy about that because, you know, Miss Blue Knots, she was fucking a little bit sore. She's like, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, my God, it's so... No, there's only so much sex a woman can take before she's all sore and shit. You know what I mean? So, unless you're really fucking tiny or shit, but hey. I at least can say I don't have to deal with that shit. Like, I don't have to worry about that, you know? So it was a great fucking weekend. I did not catch fish in the ocean, but I catched, you know, I caught some of that fish taco 5 days in a row. No sleep, like a fucking champion. I really feel good about myself. Because I was having some issues in the winter, people. Best because I was fatter. I was like 20-something pounds bigger. You know, I was like 270 in like December and January. Eating good with fucking Carlos and shit at work. And, yeah, since he's been gone. Well, no, that's not true. Because I stopped doing all that piggish shit. And I was doing that intermittent fasting again. And, you know, I'm down to 253. So that's not bad. That's almost 20 fucking pounds. So, you know, and that's not working out. The only workout I'm getting is thrusting my friggin' junk into Mrs. Balloon Knots' friggin' fish stock. Oh, fucking horrible. So, yeah, that was what happened. And I did get 2.5 hours of work done at home. I cleaned the flower beds and I tore down a little bit of the rest of that wall. Not all of it, just a little bit to look at the pipe. That was it, because I don't want to look at it. So yeah, I mean, you could say I did some of that procrastination. But at the same time, I put in a lot of work. I put in some overtime. Mr. Meaty did lots of work. I went fishing but caught no fish. Had a good time, though, at least at the beach for, like, hours by myself. It was wonderful. Yeah, I listened to a few podcasts. I brought my, I always have my laptop in the car. And, you know, we are on Long Island. And they still got good cell towers out by the beach. So, you know, even though I'm away from everyone, there's a cell tower over there by the lighthouse. Good enough. good enough to stream, to give my phone a hotspot and work on my laptop a little bit, you know, doing some of that work that I have going on. Some of that shit going on. So, yeah, I had a good weekend. Did some of my work. I released a podcast. I did some of that editing. Mr. Balloon Knots has another show being taken down. That's three or four now being taken down. They're Wake and Bakes from 2019. I think I figured out also, because I forgot, man. I forget what I do. And I really don't listen to these things the way I should, right? So I also used to play a lot of music before the show. Why is my voice cracking a lot? Jeez, that's how fucking beat I am. But before the show or at the start of the show, I'd be playing music in the car radio. I'm in the car. So I should have been doing some of that karaoke singing, I guess. I guess that's okay. But I guess some of that music, maybe? Is that why they put, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this shit out. So yeah, so on the Blue Knot Radio show, I just did like a few things just to see if that gets pulled out. I'm just wondering, whatever. Get it while it's hot. Yeah, Mr. Blue Knot's been working on some shit. So remember, if you're, this feed is gone, BlueKnotRadio.com, BlueKnotRadio.com, just in case. But, you know, so far so good. I have been going through the back catalog, and I'm trying to match what's missing to what I have. And the good thing about that is the days that I recorded them is the days that I released it. You know, the Wake and Bakes in the Morning was just like pretty much live. It's as live as you can get without it being live, you know. It's like live in front of a, you know, wait, live in front of a live studio audience? No, shot in front of a live studio audience. Man, I'm the worst. But whatever it is, you know, I would just record it, not edit it, and just send it out. So, I hate that shit too. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. If those, if I find it, I am going to take out the, first I'm going to listen to the show just to see if it's worth re-releasing. If it's not, then fuck it. It could stay in the vault of the, this is what got pulled. But I can't charge for that either because I ain't taking out the music. But if I re-release it, I will take out the music just because, you know, what the fuck, you know. And it sucks, but I'll play the fucking game. What is this old man doing? He wants to cross. I don't know what this guy's doing. All right, whatever. Don't get hit by a car. And definitely not by me. On this Wake and Bake in the Morning, I just wanted to say hello, give you an update of what happened on the weekend. I wanted to record something because I was feeling good. And I wanted to brag about draining my balls. The Wake and Bakes in the Mornings, I'm going to talk a little bit some news and shit once in a while, but, you know, it's always going to go to the same fucking shit with me. So today I just seen real quick from the CDC. The CDC says that if you are fully vaccinated, you are allowed to be outside without your mask. Who are they talking to? Who are they talking to? Because they ain't talking to me. Because I don't wear a mask until I go inside of a store because they can get fined. That's the only reason. If there's no business getting fined and closing forcefully by the fucking, you know, the communism fucking government and shit, then, there's no mask wearing. You know, what are you talking about? Who the fuck are you? I didn't even vote for you. Who the fuck is the CDC to say what the fuck I can do? I don't vote for you. You're not my boss. You have nothing to do with me. You just fucking supposed to look at fucking diseases and be like, oh my God, this is going to kill everyone. Or this is a zombie apocalypse. Not everything is normal. It's, and I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You can suck my fucking cock. Just not today. I'm tired. It's too sensitive. It's too tired. It's not going to work. I don't think so. Just not today. You know, maybe like Wednesday because, you know, Thursday's ladies' night and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. So I could book you in for Wednesday for sucking my dick if you want me to even like pay attention to you. Who the fuck are you? And I don't give a fuck what anyone says. The flu kills more people than fucking COVID. Suck my fucking asshole. Okay? How many misdiagnoses was out there? You're going to tell me that only people got COVID but not the flu? Flu numbers were down. Oh, wow. How ironic. Why? Oh, I guess the masks work, but the masks didn't work with COVID? Like, none of it makes sense. So, you know what I mean? Like, you're lying to me every which way, left and right, and, you know, you're doubling back on fucking, you know, like, I see you lying to me. So go fucking suck fucking dicks. Fuck you. No corporation is getting a fucking cent out of me. Fucking for a vaccine. Suck it. Vaccine lie. For a COVID shot. And now you need a booster shot every year. Fuck your mother. All right? Fuck you. Fuck you. You don't fucking tell me what to do with my fucking body. You cocksuckers. Who are you? I didn't vote you in. And I didn't fucking vote for no fucking president that's not fucking going by the laws of the land, which is you're supposed to defend and honor the Constitution so everyone's free. And this fucking guy's like, nah, no, you're not. Nah, so he should be pulled. We should be impeaching this fucking old man. But it's not him. It's the corporate behind him. The only way this ends is by outlawing, banning lobbyists and special interest group. Special interests that can fucking put money into fucking, you know, buying, you know, pay for playing. And every publisher. Everyone should be on a guillotine and fucking chop their fucking head off. Put that in history books. Just to fucking make sure that, oh, remember when this happened 100 and something years ago? Oh, yeah, well, you know, we're going to do it again. Line them up. I will pull the fucking cord for the good of the fucking people. For the good of humanity. For the freedom of us. For us. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to fucking kill no one. I do not believe in that bad fucking mojo. I am not about that. But there's plenty of other sickos that would love to fucking pull that fucking string. Fuck that. I'm fucking done with it. Suck the dick. I've been outside without a mask on for fucking so long. The only time I had a mask on was when it was fucking cold and it was a scarf. It wasn't even a fucking mask. Go fuck yourself. If someone fucking says something about the mask, I'm going to say, get the fuck away from me, weirdo. That's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm dying to say it, but no one says anything to me because no one be scuffling. No one be saying shit to the big boys. You'll fucking go pick on like little nerds and shit. But a big guy, you're like, oh, I ain't going to fuck with that guy. I ain't going to say shit. The wife will be like, I hate people. And she'll say it to her husband. You know, these fucking Karens and shit. You got no power, stupid. Shut up. Get the fuck away from me, weirdo. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what you should say if someone. And listen, if it makes you feel better to put the mask on and you're out there, good, more power to you. Good, go. I'm not judging you. I want to wear a mask just to not have the facial recognition on my face. But I'm also not a fucking complete moron and a fucking idiot that fucking thinks that, you know, oh, if you're fully vaccinated, you can go out without a fucking mask. But didn't they just say that just because you're vaccinated, that doesn't mean that you still can't get COVID and spread it? So, you know what I mean? So it's all a bunch of bullshit. It's all a bunch of lies. And we're being fucking played. So, yeah, fuck you. That's it. This wake and bake in the morning is supposed to be all nice and happy and shit. No. I had to read the news and I have to see more lies. Do what you want, of course. Do what you want, because it's your fucking body. As long as you're not harming anyone else. That's it. That's it. Know the fucking laws. Know how to fucking deal with people, and that's it. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These corporations, look at what they're doing. The politicians are their puppets. Do the math. 1 billion people vaccinated against what? 1 billion people vaccinated. $2,000 a shot. Do the fucking math. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep allowing this. This is the best thing. Corporations are going to fucking bleed us dry. Next is going to be, Nestle's going to be like, water's not yours. Nah, yeah, you have to fight back. Do not be bitches. Do not be bitches. Stop being a bitch. That's the PSA for today. Stop being fucking bitches. Enough. Think for yourselves. We're being lied to. Left and right. For corporate fucking greed and money. And politicians, what do the politicians get out of it? They only care about one thing. The next election. And guess what? There's too much fucking power out there. Like, you know, I just saw something with Bernie Sanders who he was going on to NBC, ABC, whatever it was, and he was going to badmouth friggin' a chemical that Monsanto made, and they like, no, we can't. Oh, he talked about it, but then they're not airing it. They're like, we can't air this. And he's like, well, why not? That's not good. That's not good for people. And what they told them, Monsanto's too big. We can't air that. They're too big. This is what's going on. So enough of the bullshit. I'm done with the lies. So that's it. You know, that's where I'm at. Oh, conspiracy theorists. That's it. I'm the kook. I'm the crazy person. Because I don't want, I know I'm being lied to and I'm asking questions and no, well, why would they lie to us? Because they're puppets for corporations that's pay for play. Look at where they're getting their money. Look what's going on around the world. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And look what's going to happen in India. Watch what's going to happen in India because they're so overpopulated and poor. You're going to see that fucking Bill Gates funded fucking vaccine over there. Oh, yeah. You'll see in one or two generations, you're going to either see a depopulation decrease or you're going to see lots of fucking mutants and fucking, you know, three-headed fucking baby monsters. And who fucking knows, man? Who fucking knows? Telling you, all these corporations, all these fucking people that's fucking forcing this shit, they're trying to force this shit on people because they're trying to force it. They're trying. No, you're just laughing in their face, you know, and be like, oh, okay, fucking creeps. And then, you know, that's that. But don't be a pussy. Don't be bitches. Question everything, especially when it's coming from government or mainstream media. If it's on there, it's being bought and paid. That's some advertisement shit. And there's no way around it. When, you know, we live in a country where they can still advertise pharmaceuticals right after a fucking Nickelodeon friggin' cartoon. So, you know, kind of bullshit are we living in right now? Turn it all off. Find independent news sources. There's plenty of independent news sources and news feeds. I mean, that's just the best thing, you know? You want to look for that gung-ho on the, you know, because that's what we want is the real fucking news. There's plenty of real shit going on that is real news, not fucking this puppet shit. But, yep, that's my PSA. It's Wake and Bake in the morning, you know. This hit. Hold on. I had to put it away because I'm so close to work, and I got to go to work in 10 minutes. I don't want to stank, but it is what it is. It's clogged, but I got a little something. This hit goes out to all y'all. I love you all. You know, sorry for my crazy. Yeah, it wasn't much of a hit. Sorry, you guys deserve more, but but you know what? I could end this later. Hold on, I'll be back. I'll be back at break time. Fuck that. That's right. This it goes out to you all. I love you all so much. I do have more news. The fifth show has been taken down. So they must be just taking like a week. The AI is like looking at whatever shows. It took a week of my... But why the Wake and Bake in the Mornings from 2019? That I don't understand. But whatever. So the fifth show is being pulled. Man, I at least got to say, I feel like I'm doing it right. You know? I don't know. Whatever way I can give it to the man. I'm not giving it to the man. I'm stealing proprietary shit. Shut up. I'm the only one paying for that shit music. I'm the only one promoting it. These fucking people are stupid. I really, really want to give them a piece of my mind. But yeah, another show. Now that's five taken down. This is... Yeah, I don't like it because at any time they could be like, "Yeah, you're going against whatever. I'm, you know, violating the terms of you. Suck my dick." This it goes to all y'all. I wish I could find. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna play all those songs every day. Imagine it was Rage Against the Machine. Oh my god. I'd be so disappointed in my favorite band of all time. Spewing all that shit and now they're fucking working for the man. Yeah, I don't know. Well, they did fucking say vote for Biden, the most crooked politician of all time. It's blatant. It's blatant. Did you see there's something today? He was like, oh, no more questions or I'll get in trouble. You're the president, you fuckface. Who are you going to get trouble by? My handlers, my puppet masters. I need a nap, and I think I pooed. My depends. Oh, Biden. Oh, Grandpa Creepy Joe. The fact that the Rage Against the Machine, I don't know which member it was, it might have been one or two in all of them, is all behind a 40-year politician that, that's been so crooked and really is directly a direct result of his policies put a lot of people in jail, your people, Rage Against the Machine, and then Kamala Harris has put more people behind bars, behind prison, than any other person in the history of fucking California. So, I mean, give me a fucking break. And then Rage Against the Machine is all pro them. Oh my gosh. If you guys did not notice the fuckery going on last fall. Oh my god. I know, whatever. I just can't get over it because there's so many dumb people out there that just can't see. I can't. I mean, I understand since the 60s, they dumbified fucking our schooling and all of us, made us all good followers. All the people that was good in school, you followed and paid attention and did what you're supposed to do, they turned those people into fucking teachers and principals and fucking other people. You have to keep the people in line. I mean, that's basically what it was, you know, in the 60s. Young people were sick of going to war and watching their brothers, their sisters, their friends go and die for a bullshit fucking war. And you know what people did? The people surrounded all of the Capitol buildings, every state capitol. Every state capitol was surrounded by people demanding the war to be over. We could do that now. You don't storm inside the capitals, you fucking assholes, you dummies. Although that was probably stage two, but whatever. To a point it was. But no, you surround the fuck, every single capital, you surround them. You fucking tell your politicians, fuck your mother. And you're gonna decapitate them if they don't fucking listen. You know? You don't say it like that because they're gonna take that as a threat. No, but you show them. You remind them. You remind them of the past, what happens. And you make sure you vote all these fuckers out. Doesn't matter. Oh, you were here now? You're going tomorrow. You didn't change shit. You just towed the corporate line. We need to surround the fucking capitals and fucking demand that the corporate lobbyism, the cronyism, and the special interests have no place in politics. Oh, yeah. Imagine that. The corporations would go crazy and fucking they'd force someone to drop a nuclear bomb on the fucking people. Oh, my God. But that's what needs to get done. Not the nuclear bomb part. Us taking fucking back the country in that manner and making it for the people. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying they're making it for us. And that's worldwide. Every fucking country is pretty much corrupt, you know, in one way or another. So, you know, just about every single one of them. So, you know, that's what we need to fucking do. This is ridiculous that corporate greed, corporate money is what's running this world. And at any chance they can, they fucking screw us for profit. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I really am. You know, I'm just so fed up. And my dollars, I'm so conscientious where my dollars are going now. And I just can't get my wife on board. Ms. Balloonaut's just, whatever, I can't remember. Ah. It's like, stop. Like, you know, my wife, she's like 100% believes everything that puts on screen in front of her. She can't believe that there's manipulation and propaganda going on. One day she'll wake up. It'll be too late. But, yeah, I can't deal with it. And I'm only, I love Ms. Balloonaut. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm around to protect her, but, you know, the way she's going, fuck. Who knows what's going to happen. And just to finish off, I really like... I really like Elon Musk. I think he's smarter than... 99% of the people on the planet Earth. He's especially smarter than every single politician, because every politician is a clown. Every fucking politician is a fucking sociopath, a salesman, and a shyster. Everyone. I'm generalizing, but, you know, it's in the high 90s. You know, they're a fucking con artist. That's what fucking politicians are, con artists. Elon is smarter than every single one of them. That's not even going out on a limb. Elon Musk is smarter than most people. And when he says, I trust my immune system more than Bill Gates, and I'm not getting the vaccine, nor are my children, yeah, I'd rather listen to the fucking brilliant genius that's been calling out nonsense ever since for like a year on this. But he knows if he says too much, then, you know, there goes Tesla, there goes him going to Mars. You know, they're not gonna allow him. They'll friggin', you know, even though, you know, you don't own space, government doesn't own space, but, you know, they'll friggin' stop him somehow. There'll be some fucking something would happen. So yeah, I am a conspiracy fucking motherfucker, ain't I? But whatever. This is just what I believe. Don't listen to me. Whatever. I'm fucking stupid. Don't forget. I'm a moron. I'm a balloon knot. On top of that, I smoke way too much weed. Even though the weed tells me things, like Mary Jane really does speak to me. You know, that's why you know I'm crazy and you should not listen to me. But my gut feeling... You know, it's my opinion, whatever. That's how I see it. I see that I'm being lied to left and right, and everything is a fucking... a farce. Damn, what is wrong with me? This was supposed to be wake up in the morning, all nicey-nice and shit, and it turned into fucking conspiracy theory, fucking radio, boss. Yeah, where did you go? That's basically what I'm doing right now. This is the worst. All right, well, anyway, I did just want to come back and give you a proper hit, because that little hit that I gave before, that was not even worth it. I love you people. I appreciate you listening to me. I can't believe the amount of people that do listen to me is just mind-blowing. Thank you so much. I love you all. This hit, even if you don't smoke it, this hit goes out to you in spirit. It's the peace pipe. It's my offering to the universe. Just peacefulness, love. And remember, this realm, this universe, this plane, this plateau, this dimension is electrical. It's electrical. You can feel it sometimes in the air. Now that, you know, things are going to be opening up by the graces of our masters, things are opening up. Go to a game. Go to a sports game. Especially early on when people are going to be just so excited. Well, maybe. Or they're going to be all on their phones taking pictures and selfies. Oh, oh my God, this is what life is like. Oh my God. And then, look at me. Me, 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 me. On Insta fucks and face fucks and ass fucks. Oh my God, all the sites. Look at me at the game. So maybe it won't be as electrical, but you go to a game like a hockey game. Go to a basketball game. Go to a hockey game. And see the electric. You feel it in the air. We're electrical. And love, love and positive thoughts goes a long way. Just like the opposite. Evil, bad thoughts, all that stuff. Being not kind. Oh yeah, that's a whole different, disgusting energy. And you feel it. Be around something that's positive, you feel a good energy. Be around a fucking curmudgeon, you feel that energy. You feel it. Love, happiness, fake it if you have to. It's rough, but you know what? It's better. Put it out in the universe. Things that you want. Reasonable. But then you have to work for it. It's magical in a sense. In a sense, it's magical. You put it out there to the universe. You work toward your goals. The universe will open doors to the things that you desire. As long as you're working toward it and opening those doors and then working toward the next goal until you get to your final destination. Always be eager to learn. Always be eager to listen to other people. Remember, fucking 7 billion of us cunts and fucking stinky assholes out there. Everyone's got their own life. Everyone's got their own thing. You know, we can't just expect people to be like, oh, just be happy. Just like I say, be happy. But you know what? You control your destiny. You control your world. You control everything. Even though there is outside influence that will affect that, in the end, it's how you handle it and your outlook on things. Shit happens. And life is a roller coaster. You got your ups, your downs, you spin around, your loop-de-loops. You're going to have high points and low points. You just want to minimize those low points and maximize your high points. Live fucking life. Live fucking life. Get your ass outside. Or if you need to wear a mask, listen, I'm sorry for making fun of you. I'm sorry. But most likely if you're listening to this, you know, it's one of two things. You're listening for a laugh here and there. Or, I don't know, you're just like, I can't believe what this retarded guy is saying. Maybe it's that. I don't know. You know, there's a couple of people that be emailing me, but they keep emailing me shit. Well, you just can't help yourself. You're hooked. I love you anyway. Listen, I'm not mocking you. If you have to fucking wear a mask while out there, just do it. Whatever makes you fucking happy. Trust me, when everyone's not wearing masks, that's when I'm going to mask back up. Because, you know, fuck that facial imaging software shit. That's why I don't know. Whatever. What does it matter, right? I mean, I don't like it, of course not, but at the same time, again, I ain't fucking doing none. At worst, they're just gonna see me fucking looking at butts all the time. Be like, goddamn, that creep is just looking at butts. Look, he looked 180 degrees just to look at that butt. Shit. If I was a CIA person, I'd be going into people's fucking phones and getting their nude selfies also. You wanna know why? Because I'm human and so are they. It's not right. It's not right. You know, and I would ask God for forgiveness. You know, ask for the universe for that forgiveness. And, you know, and then you just try to be better. But, oh my God, I'd be jerking off at work all day long. If I was a CIA guy on the computer, I'd be jerking off at work all day long. I'd have a partition, a wall around me and be like, oh, I'm afraid of COVID. And then friggin' make like a wall around me so no one can see. I'd be jerking off the fucking... Oh, it's the worst. To all these college girls, fucking selfies. There's a lot of fucking MILFs out there. The shit that's out there in people's phones. Oh my God. I'd have nothing left. I'd be dry. I'd be so dry. Ugh. What a perv. What a creep. That's right. That's right. I'm the worst. Hold on. I'm going to make sure there's not a cop over here so I can take my final hit. Yep. Usually there's a guy there with a radar gun. He's out there checking out for those people driving those Maseratis at 110. There was a guy doing, I think it was like 110. They clocked him on right over here. It was like on the news. That was news. It's like this fucking guy with his Maserati. Hey, this hit goes out to all of y'all. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this horse shit. Trying to give you as much content as I can. Hey, some are good. Some are bad. Whatever. You know, they all can't be home runs, you know. As long as I'm doing better than baseball fucking batting average, I'm going to be all right. I love you all. This hit goes out to all of y'all listening to this horseshit. What kind of weed are you smoking there, Mr. Balloon Knots? Hold on, let me look. This one is... Hold on, let me go around this turn. Oh, what are you doing, guy? Fucking people walking at midnight wearing all black. Fucking get off the road, bitch. If he wasn't on his phone, I wouldn't have seen him. Fucking zombie right there. God damn, that would have been horrible. You guys would have heard a hit and run. I'd have been like, what's that? Oh, I don't know. Meanwhile, there's a body on the floor. Woo. This shit, hold on, is Grease Monkey. We got some of this Grease Monkey here from Kind. Is that where? That's not who sent it to me. I purchased this from my my street pharmaceutical guy. He's a grower. He's a grower, and he just gives it to me. Who am I kidding? And because it's all legal and shit. Oh, I'm gonna fucking, I'm growing me some marijuana in the back. Woo! But the kids, I care too much. Forget it. This hit goes out to all y'all listening. I love y'all. I thank you so much. If you wanna help me out, hit that 5-star, leave a comment, whatever. Share it. I mean, I understand you're embarrassed. You know, at the very least, let's get this, like, on Black Twitter first. Shit, come on. Come on. I got, like, 12% of that northern fucking African. It don't count, Mr. Bolognato. Okay, damn. Well, you know. Forget it. I'll just leave it there. I mean, I'm not hung like a fucking black guy, but, you know, I'm better than most white guys. This hit goes out to all of y'all. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Hit that subscribe. Hit the 5 stars, even if you hate me. If you're going to leave something bad, hit the fucking 5 stars. Don't be a dick. Don't be a prick. And then, on top of that, promote your shit. Because then I'll promote it. I don't care. Because we're all in this together. I ain't trying to hurt you. I'll give a 5-star and say, this guy's a fucking cocksucker. I won't even be that mean. I'll be nice. Be like, oh, this is a good product. This guy bashed me. But look, 5 stars. Good stuff. I'll do that. I don't care. Give me 5 stars. Not a 1. Don't give the 1. That's fucking lame. That's stupid. That really fucks people up. And I'm fucking myself up anyway. This is all going to get pulled anyway. So remember, balloonotradio.com. If this disappears, if you don't hear from me from like 2 weeks, if I take a week off, relax. Okay, chill. Balloonotradio.com will tell you what happened if I take a week off. Usually I'll say I'm going to take a week off because I am taking some time off for the July. You know, if I can get away and do one, I'll do one. But, you know, fucking, you know, I'm going to be out with family. I'm going to be doing like multi-state fucking runs. Oh, I'll talk about it on the next Blue Knot Radio show. But BlueKnotRadio.com. Leave me those I almost said 4 stars. Give me the 5 stars. And if you're on one of those other lame fucking platforms, it's just hearts, thumbs ups, fucking give the fucking blowjob fucking sign. I don't know. Leave, you know what? Leave eggplants. How about this? Leave the eggplant fucking sign everywhere and the 5 stars. And that's great. That's like perfect. That's acceptable. And that's the way it should be. I love you all. This hit goes out to you all. Any excuse to get more of this Mary Jane in me? I hope there's no... I know this. This is my gut. and you know I'm stupid fucking addicted pothead. But they're finding those results in fucking Israel, right? They're doing research, and people, potheads, there's a very small percentage of potheads that actually get COVID, because like the COVID's like, oh my god, I don't want to wrap onto that stone cell. That cell's too stoned. I can't grab onto it. And then COVID doesn't fucking like manifest, which is fucking awesome. And then on top of that, I mean, listen, Chong's a little burnt, but he's always been a burnout. I think that's just what it is. And you know that motherfucker didn't sleep all that much. I mean, you know, he might pass out here and there, but you know, come on. He had some of that friggin', he had some problems, right? But, you know, he fought through it all. And he don't have that dementia. So, yeah, things are looking up. Things are looking up. Watch, in 10 years, I'll be fucking crazy. I'll be like, oh, welcome to Balloon Art Radio. I love you all. Take care. One more. Ooh, there's a person that I fucking work with. He's one of my neighbors. I'm going to smoke in front of his house. Get this thing. Go talk to you, guy. Oh, he'd be sleeping. It's fucking mad late. I love you all. Until next time. Ciao for now. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let the shit slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit. It's just one of those days. Feeling like a freight train. First one through the plane, leaves with the bloodstain.
Get it!